Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up, we'll go around the NFL. OTAs going on all across the National Football League. And Caleb Williams, he addressed the media for 4 minutes yesterday in regards to the report out there that he didn't want to go to Chicago.
I love Chicago. Chicago's awesome.
We will get into that. It's Dukes and Bell. Mike Conti is here. He's the voice of our Atlanta United guys, along with Jason Longshore. They do an excellent job of calling these matches. And last night, I want to just start with this turnaround. I don't even know if I should say that, but Mike, 7 goals in our past 2 matches after scoring one or fewer in their previous 8. Is there a reason for this?
Yeah, I mean, I forgot what it was like to see all these goals. Like, it's kind of nice. Is there a reason? I think there's been just a few small little tweaks, little positioning tweaks that Ronnie Dyla has made in the last couple matches that now seems to be working. And actually, I thought this started in the Philadelphia match a couple nights ago where Atlanta United actually lost the match 1-0. But looked about as threatening in the attack as they had in 2 months. They just, you know, they couldn't break through and get past the 19-year-old goalkeeper, and that happens sometimes. And finally now they're starting to come good. But Ronnie Dyla just making a few little positioning adjustments, moving some players a little bit higher, a little more up into the attack. I think the midfield has played much, much better with Jay Fortune involved. Bartek Schlisch is starting to get going now. I think he's developed a good chemistry with Jay Fortune, and it's unfortunate that the Tristan Mwemba injury has led to some personnel changes, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden now I think you found a midfield combination that works. Moranchuk, who has been extremely adaptable and versatile, playing in a number of different positions, like Jay Fortune and like Matt Edwards, that really now has helped where he's getting into more dangerous spots. He had 3 goal contributions last night, 1 goal and 2 assists. So slowly but surely, I think they have figured out where to move the chess pieces to where it works the best. They're still not getting production from Almiron. They're still not getting production from Latte Lott. That's concerning. But you're finding a way to win games against good teams. Wins are really all that matter. You know, you didn't win pretty last night.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Orlando lost their heads, and the red card probably handed Atlanta the match. But we'll take it. You know,
we're owed it based on some of the things you've experienced the last 2 months.
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing I noticed, and I'm not trying to, you know, be the sports talk radio guy, Sparky the sportscaster, but I noticed something when they, I think it was the Moranchuk goal, and Miggy's in there, and Miggy's like hugging, but there's like no joy, there's no smile.
Oh.
Is Miggy just still lost in space, or is he coalescing with what Dyla wants him to do?
I have not. That's an interesting observation. I didn't see that. I'm gonna have to go back and look. I think Miggy feels a lot of pressure. Okay? Spent a lot of money to bring him back here. Beloved player among the fans in this city. There was an expectation that Miguel Almiron was going to come back here and dominate, and it hasn't happened. And I think he feels a lot of pressure. I think he has overworked himself in some matches, and it's caused a problem because I think in trying to do too much to help the team, he has run himself out of position. And I think he's run his gas tank empty in some matches. They had to sub him out in the last match against Cincinnati. First match he's been subbed out all year. So I don't think it's, you know, he's joyless, he's not getting it, it's too complicated, anything like that. I think he's trying to do too much.
Okay.
And I think he's put himself maybe inadvertently in the way a little bit, but it's something they still have to figure out. I mean, you're almost halfway through the season now. So I get it. There's pressure. You want to entertain your fans. You want to come in here and dominate. But at some point, you just got to go relax and play. And I hope that maybe with this international break coming up and then a really light workload in the month of June, I assume he'll be going to play for Paraguay, but I'm not positive. I haven't heard one way or the other. Hopefully that'll give him a good mental reset. He comes back the second half of the year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here, and he's the Miggy we all know and love.
Mike Conti joining us live in studio, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United wins 3-2 over Orlando City last night. It's two wins in a row. That is a streak, folks.
Yeah.
So this road trip, because we're winless this season on the road, right?
I mean, only two teams in the league have not won a game on the road, and we're one of them.
Okay, so Mike, and then I haven't looked specifically at the schedule, but six on the road, it sounds like a lot, but you mentioned the international break. What are we talking about? Because next time we see Atlanta United at home is July?
Yeah, how about that? July 12th.
It's a long time.
So I mentioned this on the broadcast last night. You're going to have the Metallica concert at the stadium, and then when that's done, they're going to bring in natural grass, they're going to redo some things, and they're going to play the Club World Cup at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for a couple weeks, which is why Atlanta United has to go on the road. It's not the only MLS venue involved in the Club World Cup, so Atlanta United is not the only team in the league that's dealing with this. Other teams will have to go on a road trip, too.
Right.
Now, it sounds daunting. Six-match road trip. Oh, boy, that sounds daunting. But if you look at it, they'll play this Saturday at Red Bull Arena. Then they get next weekend off. They'll play the following weekend in New York. Then they get another week off. They'll play at Columbus. They're supposed to go from Columbus to Miami. I think the Miami game will be postponed because Miami is in the Club World Cup. As long as they get out of group, they will postpone that game. So that might be one game you don't even have to worry about on this trip. If you play Columbus, then you have another 10 days off if you don't play Miami, and you go play D.C., who's not very good. Then you have another week off, and you play Toronto, who's not very good. So I know it sounds daunting. Oh, six-match road trip. It's not like an NBA road trip where you're cramming all of this in a week and a half, and you're out on the road the whole time. Atlanta United will be sleeping in their own beds way, way more than they'll be sleeping in hotels. But these are tough games. You've never won at Red Bull Arena. You've only won once at Yankee Stadium, and that was back in the playoffs in 2018. You don't have a road win all year, as I mentioned. Columbus, you've really had trouble there. They've been a very good team. Miami, say no more. That's messy. And then, you know, you get to the end of the road trip, you'll have some chance to win games, but where are you at that point? If you lose the first four matches on the road trip, your season's probably over. Even though it would be only July, the season's probably over.
Just don't have a chance to earn enough points?
They have dug themselves too deep of a hole.
Yeah, right.
They already have seven losses. You need to be at about a point and a half per match to feel good about being top nine. You already have seven losses. You lose four more, that's 11. Once you get to 13 losses, you're cooked. So I know it sounds crazy, and we should be really excited about these two wins because they're against good teams, but they have dug themselves such a deep hole. There is still not much of a margin for error coming up on this road trip.
It's Mike Conti with us, guys, in studio, the voice of your Atlanta United. We'll be talking about the Falcons, who signed someone today, top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. But, yeah, I was telling Carl, again, I'm getting into biorhythms and body language. after the game, United posted on their website a really cool video of Ronnie Dyla speaking to the troops.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this, and I don't, you know, I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm like, yeah, I'll run through a wall for this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around the room. I'm like, hey, let's get some juice, guys.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the celebration on the pitch last night at the end of the game was – Jason and I even talked about it. It looked like they were celebrating winning a playoff game. Like, I think they were really, really excited to get that win in the manner in which they got it, a comeback. I think, Mike,
right.
The general attitude right now among people in the club is, this is great. We're really excited to get these two wins. That doesn't mean everything has been fixed.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And by the way, I'm kind of glad that that is the prevailing attitude. You know, like, if we're going to be cool with being 4-7-5 here at near the halfway point of the season,
right?
I'm not okay with that. I don't think the fans should be okay with that. So I think they're very, very pleased with the two wins, but they also have the knowledge that, yeah, they might be turning the corner a little bit, but they have so much more work to do. And that's why maybe some of that body language was a little bit more understated. I think it's a really good observation, Mike. Right. I think you know, you're on the right track, but they know they've got a long way to go. And that's okay. That's it, because they do have a long way to go. They have very little margin for error from this point forward.
But they've done this before with Valentino years ago. I mean, they've been maybe not as far down as where they are now, but they've come from down to get back in the playoffs.
Think of the 2021 season. Remember Heinze?
Yes.
You want to give him water.
How long was he here? Like a month?
About a half season.
Okay, it was that long.
I think it was exactly a half season. Okay. Yeah. Now, the difference was Heinze, like, they had a crazy streak of not winning matches, but they got a lot of draws. So by the time they fired Heinze and brought in Rob, and that was in late July, I think, they were still not that far out of it. They were below the line, but they weren't that far out of it. And then Rob came in and they started winning, and then Pineda took over and they started winning a lot. In fact, they were the hottest team in the league the final two or three months of that regular season. They ended up losing the first round of the playoffs, but they got there. They ended up getting the 5 seed. So there is some historical precedent that, as Mike said, they can come back and do it. But that team, as I said, in 21, that was the hottest team in the league at the end of the year. Atlanta United is going to have to play at about hottest team in the league pace in order to repeat that this year. The league has gotten so much better and so much harder since Atlanta United won the Cup in 2018. That team that won the Cup in 2018 for Atlanta United would probably be a mid-playoff team now. That's how much better the league has gotten. And it's remarkable. Like, Orlando last night coming into the game had only lost twice. They were 7-2-7. They were on a 12-match unbeaten streak. Good enough only for fourth place.
As good as they played.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Like, there's just a lot of good teams in this league right now. And unfortunately, Atlanta United, they have talent, but it's been, I think, a little bit of a surprise for them to see that so many other teams of the league that didn't make the splashy moves this offseason, maybe made a coaching change here, a couple player moves here or there. I think it's been a little bit surprising to Atlanta United that those are the teams that have made a quicker jump to the top than a team that has as much talent as we have in Atlanta.
Coming up at the top of the hour, find out what NFL star will be practicing on both sides of the ball. We'll get to that and much more as part of our 4th and 1. Mike, one last thing from me. We continue to gift teams goals early.
Yes.
Why? What can that be fixed? What's the deal there? Because we're fighting back, and like these last two matches, we're winning, but that's kind of been something that's been going on all season.
Yes, and it hurts you a lot. Especially, I think Atlanta United's kind of snapped out of whatever mental fragility they were dealing with. I mean, they're playing a lot tougher now, a lot more gritty. But when you give up an early goal, it can be really, really deflating. The first goal last night, that was a tough one for Brad. Brad and I were talking about it afterwards. You had an offside player that was in his line of sight. I know that looked like, Brad should have saved that. That shot came from like 25 yards out. He saw it, but he was also distracted by the offside player that was in his line of sight. Sometimes those goals can be disallowed. It's just a judgment call by the referee. I have no problem with them letting it stand, but I have seen that goal disallowed before by some referees. So I think last night was just maybe a little bit of bad luck. They've gone to this back line of five, And it's interesting, they've actually been leaking more goals playing with a back five than a back four.
Yeah, that turnover last night was brutal.
Derek Williams would be the first to tell you he blew that. Right. And that happens too. I mean, you just have individual moments where you get punished. What's interesting, though, is prior to the Cincinnati game last Sunday, it had been a while since Atlanta United had given up a goal in open play. You know, Austin scored on a free kick. Philly scored on a penalty at a couple other, free kick penalty situation. One problem that Atlanta United has had a lot, they've given up, I think, the most penalty opportunities of any team in MLS. Mm. So that's just mental mistakes, dumb fouls, lack of awareness. Got to clean that up.
Okay.
You're maybe too far into the season for that to be an excuse, but it's still happening for some reason. Go figure.
Last night was a good win. Let's see what happens with Atlanta United as they hit the road. New York Red Bulls, guys, Saturday, pregame 3:30 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kicks at 4:30. Mike and, of course, Jason will have the call for you. Thank you so much. Appreciate
All right,
you stopping in.
All right.
Good stuff, man. We're coming back. Mike and I started the show today and said, why isn't he in the lineup? Well, he got in the lineup, and he already has an RBI.
Shocking.
We'll tell you about it coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.